reaction to the news. I don't know any charge of the station at the end.
Obviously, I'm disappointed. NHL players going to the Olympics is obviously a pretty big thing to the players. A lot of guys look forward to that their whole lives to, obviously win a Stanley Cup, but to win a gold medal as well and have the opportunity to. So I was definitely very disappointed to hear that news.
Taylor watches so much hockey. I assume you've been a bit of a new to the TV the last couple of the Olympics yourself?
Yeah, obviously it's something I've dreamt of my whole life. And I definitely think that, the best players not going to the Olympics is definitely a misinterpretation of our sport, or misrepresentation by our sport. I think we have to, I thought it was, something as Canadians, as hockey players, as NHL hockey players, was something that, we should be going to, because it represents the sport. It grows the game so much. And the opportunity to go to a place far away and represent our sport and educate people on how amazing our sport is, it definitely sucks to hear that news.
Ovechkin saying he's still going. There's other guys that maybe come out of the woodwork already this morning. What's your reaction to some of that pushback?
That's something that has to be discussed later. It's something that obviously it's still new. It's brand new news to us, and something that will have to be discussed obviously later on.
On this one tonight, Mark, you had a real good run in St. Louis this year. You want to kind of put a finishing touch on that perfect streak against them tonight?
Yeah, for sure. We know they're a tough team. We know we always have good battles against them. So, we got to be ready for a good game, and hopefully we can keep this good feeling going.
What have you seen them as a group do so well since Mike Yeo's taken over as head coach and get them into the spot they're at right now?
I think a simpler game. Not trying to do too much there. They're playing a simple game. Obviously they have the talent up front that's going to produce, and but they're sticking to a game plan. The game that played against what game was it? I forget what game it is. Never mind. But watching them play, they play a simple game. They play a full 60 minutes. Even if it's a 1-1 game, all game, they're going to stick to their same game plan and follow it through. And that's why they've been successful lately.
Simplicity has been something that you guys in the room have talked about keeping in your game as well. Does them kind of going along that same line kind of almost force you guys into that same kind of simple game as well?
Well, that's what we want to do every game. We want to focus on being simple and if it's a grind, then it's a grind. We saw that against Ottawa. They weren't giving a whole lot. It was a lot of battles in the down low in both ends. And we stuck with it all night and came out on top. So that's something we have to focus on again today. If it's a grind at the start, we just gotta focus on sticking with our game plan and following that through for a full 60 minutes.